The UN is crippled systemically through the systematic use in the Security Council of the veto powers resting with the five economic powers of the world holding permanent seats, the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China. With a single swish of veto baton by any one member is written the fate of a whole country or nation, despite the overwhelming majority of the UN General Assembly votes in favor of peace and justice. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, an intergovernmental organization consisting of 57 member states, 48 of which are Muslim majority, despite its tall claims to be the collective voice of the Muslim world and to safeguard and protect the interests of the Muslim world in the spirit of promoting international peace and harmony, is incapacitated, owing to parochial economic stakes and disunity in the Muslim world, to counter Israeli nefarious designs against Palestine. For instance, in the joint summit of the Arab League and the OIC in 2023, the UAE and Bahrain opposed the move of imposing punitive economic and political measures against Tel Aviv. Pakistan didn't join South Africa in its petition in the International Court of Justice, ICJ, against Israeli genocide in Gaza. Nowhere else could the paralysis of the Muslim world be starker than in the case of Israeli atrocities in Gaza, 57 versus 1, U.S. veto power, 57 versus 1, Israel. All that silhouetted the Muslim organizations as non-entities on the global political landscape. South Africa, which was then working under the apartheid system, remained suspended from 1974 to 1994 from the UN General Assembly in the light of the constant violation of the principles of the Charter. On 29 December 2023, South Africa lodged a case against Israel in the ICJ, called the World Court, invoking the application of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide in the Gaza Strip. South Africa alleged that Israel contravened the Genocide Convention in her 75-year apartheid, 56-year occupation, and 16-year blockade of the Strip. Craig Mockhiber, a human rights lawyer who formerly worked for the UN, said, "The UNGUS should move at once to suspend Israel, to combat Israel's apartheid and gross violations of human rights, just as it did in South Africa." He added that no country had more consistently violated the principles of the UN Charter than Israel. The court, however, neither gave any ruling on the genocide nor issued any orders binding Israel to suspend its military campaign. Israel, emboldened by the US-sponsored non-liability, rejected all claims of genocide and didn't follow any of the court's provisional measures to discourage Israel from perpetrating any acts contrary to the 1948 Genocide Convention. Gaza has exposed the selective humanitarianism and hypocrisy of the UN and Western world. When Russia attacked Ukraine, the global response was quick and potent. Resolutions were footed with unprecedented speed.